Coach, a tough loss for you guys tonight, 58-30, and just kind of an unusual thing, sequences here. A lot of runs in that first half of the ball game, in the first half, I should say. 16-0, Hugoton starts, they can't miss from the field. You guys respond back with 9 in a row, and then they score 7 in a row, and it was kind of a seesaw battle after that. But what'd you think of the team's performance and effort tonight?
You know, I don't think we started out prepared and ready. Those girls, you know, having a week off and then coming back for a week of practice and then not even having school today, it was tough to get into that mode. They had 3 threes right off the bat to get ahead, and like you said, we didn't have answers for those. But in the second quarter, we came back within a run, and I think we were within like 13 going into halftime.
Yeah, you guys did that. When you guys were composed, you guys did play pretty good. I thought what was really helped you guys out a lot in that first half was when you were able to spread out to get the zone and find their holes and run your offense pretty well.
Yeah, the first half we did. We were looking for all our options, getting it to the middle. You know, they tried pressing us and then scooting up to half court. You know, but we beat that. Whenever we got back into just a half court set, we weren't running our plays all the way through. We were trying to force it too many times, just relying on our outside shots instead of looking inside and looking to drive.
Once again, it's Coach Lori Astrid joining us here in this interview here. Scott City Lady Beavers losing a tough one, 58-30. Now, your first half, you had Janessa Lowenthal really solid in the first half, 15 points. And then she did not even get a shot attempt in the second half. And with her being your leading scorer, that's really, really tough.
Yeah, it really hurt us. You know, I told the girls that we just need to look for Janessa down low. They started double-teaming her. Aubrey Davis had a lot of good looks, good drives, you know, but her shots didn't fall. Shania did the same thing. She was working hard, going to the basket, out getting her own rebounds, going back in. Those shots just didn't fall tonight.
You know, you mentioned about Aubrey getting her first career start here tonight. And, you know, she's had some good shots here. I think, do you think maybe those shots are going to eventually fall in time?
Oh, yeah, they've got to. You know, we worked on shooting all break. That's all we did today. We went this morning, and then we came in early and worked on shots. You know, it's all about confidence. You got to learn to not adjust your shot. Your shot has to be the same no matter if defense is on you, no matter how fast you're going. You got to concentrate on your shot, and that's what we need to do.
Well, you guys lose a tough one here tonight, 58-30, excuse me, to Hugoton, and now you got to turn around next week. You have two games, and it's two of the top teams in the league. It starts off with Holcomb, an undefeated Holcomb, coming into tonight. Them and Colby are playing each other tonight, but you have Holcomb Tuesday at Holcomb, and then you go host Colby here next Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week for us. Holcomb's another outside three-point shooters. They play more of a four-out, one-in. They do rely on that three-point shot, so we've got to learn that we have to be in the shooter's face at all times.
All right, well, a tough loss for you, Coach, and thanks again for joining us here at halftime, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.